Welcome to part two of the Townships at 12 for today. You're listening to The Cube 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and in part two today, I will talk with David, better known as Skip Wright. Skip is the president of the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club, and today he will talk about the next presentation coming up on January 28th. It's at 7 p.m. at the Amity Boldway Community Center in Lenoxville. Everybody's welcome. And he will talk about the many bird sightings also in the townships. We will start the second part of today's show with a song called Morning Has Broken, and it's by Cat Stevens.
Morning has broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for them springing fresh from the world. Sweet the rain's new fall, sunlit from heaven, like the first dew fall on the first grass. Praise for the sweetness of the wet garden, sprung in completeness where his feet. Mine is the sunlight, mine is the morning, born of the one light, Eden saw play. Praise with elation, praise every morning, God's recreation of the new day. Morning has broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for them springing fresh from the world.
If you enjoy nature, wildlife, and keeping an eye on what's happening outdoors in the eastern townships, this next segment is for you. The St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club has long been bringing together people who share a passion for the natural world, offering presentations, field outings, and a chance to learn more about the plants and animals that surround us. Joining me today is the president of the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club, David, better known as Skip Wright. He's here to tell us all about the upcoming presentation happening on Wednesday, January 28th, 7 p.m. at the Amity Boldway Community Center in Lenoxville. And he will also share some of the interesting bird sightings that have been spotted recently around the townships. Maureen Dillon Teasdale for The Cube. And today I'm really pleased to welcome David, better known as Skip Wright, to the Townships at 12. He is the president of the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club. Welcome, Skip.
Good morning, Maureen.
What do we have today?
Well, what we have today is that, as you may know, that our club is starting the 56th year of the club. And this past year has been a very successful year. with the help of my directors and that, we've increased our membership and attendance to our presentations. We're averaging around 40 people per presentation, which is really, really good. That means that our presenters have been excellent. So we had our club had over 15 events last year, and the highlights of it was that we installed birdhouses and bat houses at Quebec Lodge. We installed two wood duck boxes and two swallow at Bishop's New Pond at their new environmental garden. And also one of our biggest projects was in success. We had a partnership with Lennox Library for distributing nature knapsacks, where people can go in and loan out these knapsacks that had binoculars in them, and where to go in Lennoxville to see birds, helped to, because Camille Dufresne wrote that up, which is nice. And so we've had a very eventful last year. And this year, we also had a completion of the publishing of our one of our founders, Dorothy Wallace, book, which should be coming out in the beginning of the new year. It's published already. So we've had quite a good year. And we're continuing this year, and we're starting off on January 28th at Amity Baudouin Hall in Lennoxville, behind the town hall. We're having our vice president, Gary McCormick. He's quite a nature lover and our resident Lennoxville bird watcher, I think. He just had a really exciting trip down to northern Colombia. And he'll be presenting the birds that he's seen, and what the habitat is like in the ecosystem. He went right across Colombia from one side to the other, and it's quite something to hear the different extremes in temperature and land. So it should be a very, very interesting speech, and it's free, and everybody's welcome. And after that, we'll have our AGM, which will be choosing our new executive. So it should be quite a nice evening. If people want to come down and get out of the cold a little bit, it should be really nice.
Mm-hmm. And that's at 7 p.m. at the Amity Baudouin Community Center in Lennoxville.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it should be nice. And also, we've had quite a few people calling in about the birds they've been seeing, you were saying earlier, is that people are starting to see a lot more birds, so that's good for nature. And maybe it's because of the mild summers we've had and they're coming to our bird feeders. We'll start off with Gary McCormick in Lennoxville area. He's been seeing a lot of evening grosbeaks, and they have been in decline. We haven't seen many in other years, but this year we're seeing quite a few. People reporting that they're seeing quite a few. And also the red-bellied woodpecker. And this is something, it's for northern North America, but we haven't been seeing them around here quite often. But now we're starting to see a few around. Camille Dufresne on Avery Street has been seeing them at her feeder. And it must be due to because of the milder winter, not this year, but other winters. And they're starting to come around. And lots of snow buntings this year in the Compton area, and Monica Vidal in Cookshire has been seeing a lot, hundreds of them. So it's they're starting to come around. Have you seen any of those?
Yeah, we have a lot of snow buntings this year too. It's funny you should say that. Just a lot of different birds in general.
Okay, see, that's good. It must be because of the milder winters we had in that. So,
mm-hmm.
Also, Deborah Griffin did a walk around the pond, the lake in Place des Nations,
mm-hmm.
And she saw quite a few birds and waxwings, Bohemian waxwings, and mallards. So she's just saying that she encourages people not to feed the mallards. Did you see many when you do your walk around them?
Sometimes, yeah, not always, but sometimes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not good to feed them bread. They don't digest it very well.
No, I do see people feeding them sometimes birdseed or whatever, but yeah, bread is definitely not good for them.
Yeah, and then we had Suzanne Bradley. She's in East Hadley, and she saw flocks of Bohemian waxwings, which is something we didn't see much around, and snow buntings, of course, and evening grosbeak. So we're getting a few people. And then there's Lee Sullivan that does a walk around the Outer Beaver Club Park, and she's noticing that the beavers are really doing a lot of damage over there. Some people call it damage, some people call it environmental, helps the environment, but she says that they've been chewing a lot on the big trees and that, so that's not good when the ice goes through in the spring.
No.
So I don't know what... The city did get rid of some of the beavers before, but I don't know what they'll do this time. So be interesting. Mm-hmm. And another interesting thing is that we have Karen Socket. Now, this is out of our range a little bit. It's in Philopolis. Have you ever been to Philopolis, the town of Philopolis?
I think it's up near Megantic, isn't it?
Yeah, it's right at the end of the lake. And they own, believe it or not, a trout lake up there in the... So she's encouraged that maybe I'll be taking some groups up there to take a look at the birds, the wildlife up there. It's just unbelievable. Mm-hmm. It's quite something to see.
I can imagine.
Eagles and all that. So I'm going to find out more about that. And on Trout Lake, it's called. So I'll find out more about that. Maybe we have some trips there with some bird watchers.
Mm-hmm.
And... of course, Kathleen Adams, another resident bird watcher in Waterville. She's seen a lot of robins in Waterville.
Oh.
Have you seen any robins come into your...
No, not yet, no.
No, she's seen a few there in Waterville, so that's nice. That's good. And I'll end up with the bird of the month. It's the red-bellied woodpecker. They're starting to come around here now. And it's quite an interesting bird. And it's known for its black and white back and red cap, and they have a little bit of red on their chest. And they're not seen in Ontario at all. It's just mostly on the northeastern side of North America. And the old saying is, the old housewife saying is that if you saw one, it represents spiritual protection. So it was a lucky thing if you did see them. So we're starting to see them in Lennox for a little bit. So let's hope people get some protection out of it.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. It's an interesting bird. People get excited when we've been seeing them. So I haven't seen one yet, but I'm hoping to.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have a nice place in the country, so your chances are good there.
Yeah. And that's about it for now, Marie.
Okay, well, it sounds like a lot of projects coming up, and the presentation on the 28th, I believe, at 7 p.m. at the Amity-Beaudoin Community Center. How much is membership?
$25.
Okay, per person? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I should say, it goes back to nature. We're along with the Masons, they helped sponsor the knapsacks at the Lennox Library. That's very interesting. They've been lending out quite a few. And we're starting off making up knapsacks for nature, not only for birds, but for plant life and that too. So if anybody wants to go in, and you can sign up and borrow a pack for your family, and then bring it back so other people can use it. So okay. It's really doing well for that.
Good. I'm glad to
hear
that.
And there's lots of books in the library there too, where you can sit down and, if you've seen a bird, you can look it up, and it's always one. Usually, there's always one of our bird club members there in the library, so they can always help you out more on that too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's turned out quite well, and also exciting that we sponsored a girl, a university student, went down to Mexico. So we gave our foundation gave some money towards that. So Margot Mallard is her name, and she's going to be reporting back to us. She is reporting back to us. We have some photos of her down there now. And she will be doing a presentation when she comes back in the spring. So she's down there with four other girls. So we're hoping that that's something big, that our foundation will be giving out sponsorships, money towards the schools, and that has started up nature projects. And that. But I'll let you know more about that in the next coming months.
Okay. Sounds like a lot of wonderful projects.
Yeah, it's coming really nice.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
No, I think that's it, Marie.
Okay, well, we thank you very much. We've been talking to David, better known as Skip Wright, president of the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club. So thanks again, Skip, and all the best.
Okay, thank you very much,
thank
Marie.
You. Michelle Paulus. Be right back. And next up, we have some health news here on the Townships at 12. Winter conditions can turn ordinary sidewalks and driveways into serious fall hazards, especially during freeze-thaw cycles. One simple and effective way to reduce the risk of slipping is by wearing crampons or ice cleats on your winter boots. Crampons improve traction by gripping into ice and hard-packed snow. helping you stay stable on slippery surfaces. Studies show that falls are one of the leading causes of winter-related injuries, particularly among older adults, often resulting in sprains, fractures, or head injuries. Wearing crampons can significantly lower that risk and help people feel more confident getting outside. They're easy to put on and remove, affordable, and fit over most winter footwear. Combined with walking slowly, keeping hands free, and choosing well-lit paths, crampons are a simple tool that can help prevent falls, support mobility, and keep people active and safe throughout the winter months. And that's our health news here today on the Townships at 12. You're listening to The Cube 88.9 FM, and this is the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen. I want to thank my guest today in the first half hour, Maya Gandhi, Project Coordinator from Townshippers Association, for telling us all about the Youth Mental Health Initiative Project. Such an important project for our youth here in the townships. And in the second part of today's show, David, better known as Skip Wright, president of the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club, for talking to us about the next presentation coming up on January 28th. That's a Wednesday, and it's at 7 p.m. at the Amity Beaudoin Community Center in Lennoxville. It's open to everybody, and it's free. So come on out and learn more about the club. Also, if you belong to a nonprofit group and you have an event coming up, just send me an email briefly describing the event, and I will announce it for free on my show. And if you have an idea for an interview, please send me an email. And my email is cjmqnews@gmail.com. cjmqnews@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, everybody, and we will close today's show with A.I. Green, Ray, Perfect Day.
Just a perfect day. Drink wine in the park. Then later, when it's dark, we go home. Just a perfect day. Feed animals in the zoo. Then later, a movie too, and we go home. Oh, just a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. Such a perfect day. You just keep me hanging. You just keep me hanging on.
Oh, yeah. Just a perfect day. Problems all left alone. We candles on our own. It's such fun. I need. Just a perfect day. See, you made me forget my shit, yeah. I even thought I was someone else. Someone good. Oh,
Just a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. Such a perfect day. You just keep me hanging on. Yeah. You just keep me hanging on. Hey, hey. You're gonna reach. just what you sow. Don't you know? Hey, hey, you're gonna reap just what you sow. Hey, hey, don't you know? Oh, you're gonna reap just what you sow. Oh, glad to know it. Hey, hey, you're gonna reap just what you sow. Don't you know? So long, baby, so long. You're gonna reap just what you sow.